Well, we love highlighting small businesses on the show, and today we want to tell you about a family-owned bakery in Inglewood. It's right across the street from SoFi, so, I mean, why not kill two birds with one stone and visit Sweet Red Peach on game day, or any other day, for that matter? Carolyn Plummer joins us now. She's the owner of Sweet Red Peach. Carolyn, thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Listen, that red velvet is worth punching my own mother for.
I'm
going
to get into that right now. I'm about to take my first bite here.
Where do you get these recipes? What are you using in terms of some of the basics for what you do?
Well, you know, we bake totally from scratch.
Mm.
The red velvet is like, I call it my third baby because I have two children, and that red velvet is the first cake I ever made from scratch because I was always a cook but never a baker. So I had to teach myself to bake. And when I first tried a red velvet cake back in 1999, it just blew me away. I was mesmerized.
It is so moist. Yeah. I mean, it is so good.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, I have my mouth full as I'm talking to you.
I think that's probably a great compliment to talk with your mouth full.
That's a great compliment.
But Carolyn, you said that you taught yourself to do some of this stuff. Before you got into baking full time, you were a teacher, right?
Yes, I was a teacher in the Compton Unified School District. I started in 1996 and I ended in 2012. So when I started baking, about 21 years ago. I continued teaching. I opened my first bakery called K Sweets and Treats. We were located in Los Angeles off of 88th Street. And I taste the red velvet, and I was at my aunt's house in Las Vegas, and I said, you know what, can I get that recipe? I said, because I just wanted to eat it. I was just being greedy. I had no intentions on being, I wanted to open up a restaurant, but nothing with baking, because baking is a totally different thing. You can add something to cooking and make it right, but you mess up on baking, you know, you might as well throw the whole thing in the trash. So it was just something that I taste. I gave it away to family members. I, you know, sort of tweaked the recipe myself. But I, like I said previously, I had never baked from scratch. So I gave it to my mother-in-law, and she responded, she's like, you know what, this cake tastes better than the one I just purchased at a beauty shop. You know, so a lady was selling some slices of cake, and I said, maybe I'm on to something. So from that point on, I went on and I just started rambling in the kitchen, went and bought some cake pans and stuff. And my very first clients were my colleagues at Kelly Elementary in Compton.
I don't mean to take away from your third baby in the red velvet cake, but this German chocolate cake is changing lives as well, I'm sure.
Yes, the German chocolate, I call that my rent payer. That, look, hey, that's going to pay the least. If I run out of everything else, I can have that German chocolate. Listen, it's going to be, they might be upset. Well, where's the other stuff? Hey, got that German chocolate? Give me like 5 slices.
It's so good.
Listen, we have no criticism of what it is that you sent over for us to try, but I'm curious, does anybody come in and, you know, they fall in love with the red velvet, they adore the German chocolate. Do they ever say, but you know what it needs, and then throw out some ingredient that you hadn't thought of? I mean, are you open to messing with these recipes at all?
I have. Now, those two, pretty much no. But I consider myself a student always. If there's any type of criticism that I can think, like, well, you know what? Let me go ahead and tweak this and do this. My staff knows that I'm the first person. I will pull a product if something is wrong and start over until I get it right. That's what I had to do a few years ago with my yellow cake. I got a customer told me, you know what? It doesn't taste like it should. And I said, you know what? Pull every slice. We're going to start over. So I think I just made up about 4 recipes, and until I finally found the one that I felt that, you know, represented as well.
Well, Carolyn, it was nice to meet you. I work at SoFi during the football season, so I hope to meet you in person because I will definitely be a customer over there at Sweet Red Peach.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Appreciate
and you can check out Carolyn's Sweet Red Peach givings and offerings at sweetredpeach.com. Custom cakes and pastries. Carolyn, wonderful to talk to you. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you.
Thank you very much. That's great.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll throw that link up and maybe some of the pictures.
I will try this, and now I'm going to eat every...
I know. You were being I'm just going to have a tiny little taste.
I wasn't going to have any, but now listening to you guys...
See? Get in there. Yeah. Get it.
Got to have some of that moneymaker.
What did you do to that cupcake over there, Hoffman?
It's right here. It's right here. Okay. You thought I...
I thought you downed that thing.
I just took a little bit. I wanted to see if it was... it's not lemon. It's a vanilla, but it's a really creamy vanilla, so it's really great.